This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Nicholas hit the Texas coast before being downgraded to a tropical storm, but it's still doing a lot of damage. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
It's Kent Prochaska, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Texas.
Multiple trees down all along in these coastal counties. We've had some gas stations with the awnings have been blown over. Some roofs have lost some the metal sheeting on some of the smaller buildings next to it. Extensive power outages from all of the wind.
He says dangerous storm surge and heavy rain is causing flooding, which Governor Greg Abbott warns about.
Your life is the most important thing that you have. Be cautious.
Forecasters now expect up to 12 inches of rainfall before Nicholas moves into Louisiana early tomorrow. I'm Julie Walker.
Today's the day California voters decide whether to keep their governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom. A strategist for the California governor says there's no scenario where he loses today's recall election. Polling does show him with an edge as he tries to save his job. At a rally in Long Beach, he told voters,
"Vote no on this Republican recall."
The recall effort ramped up largely because of Governor Newsom's COVID restrictions, which closed schools and businesses and cost some their jobs. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin will isolate because of COVID in his inner circle. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Putin has been fully vaccinated with the Russian coronavirus vaccine Sputnik V. Now spokesman Dmitry Peskov tells reporters Putin is absolutely healthy but will self-isolate after coming in contact with someone who contracted the virus.
A group of international experts say the average person doesn't need a COVID booster yet. They say the shots are working well. This is AP News. If you've got an iPhone, you may want to make sure your software is updated.
Apple released an emergency software patch to fix a security vulnerability. Researchers at the University of Toronto Citizens Lab say the flaw could allow hackers to directly infect iPhones and other Apple devices without any user action and allowed spyware from the world's most infamous hacker-for-hire firm, NSO Group, to directly infect the iPhones of a Saudi activist. The lab says this was the first time a so-called zero-click exploit had been caught and analyzed. Security experts say average iPhone, iPad, and Mac users generally don't need to worry. These kind of attacks tend to be highly targeted. In a blog post, Apple said it's issuing a security update for iPhones and iPads because a maliciously crafted PDF file could lead to them being hacked. I'm Ed Donahue.
The TV game show The Price is Right is celebrating its 50th anniversary this month. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.